This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244 plan. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244 plan.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Welcome aboard. Dr. Maria Salas is with me today. And also, you know, Bad Bob, but it's really good. What's really good about being in radio? You get surrounded by beautiful women. You know, and just two more rolled in here this morning. And the,
totally smooth. Yeah.
From Riverfront Playhouse. You know what? You know, they ask, why do you stay in radio? Well, let me think about it. Carol Shestack.
Yes.
And Jennifer Lovins. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You've got a play.
Yes.
Leading Ladies.
Yes.
Who wants to talk first?
Leading Ladies by Ken Ludwig. It's a farce in two acts. Some Like It Hot meets the producers to do Twelfth Night. I don't have to say too much more about it. On to you, Carol. Carol is the leading lady.
It's true. The leading lady. I am heiress to millions. Yes, $3 million. And my old aunt is looking for her long-lost nieces who went to England when they were children, and she lost track of them. Well, there's a couple down-on-their-luck English Shakespearean actors in the area who read the article in the paper and don't read it close enough, and they think she's looking for nephews. And so they think they're going to pass themselves off as the missing heirs, and they show up and figure out they have to be dressing as women. So then they become some leading ladies as well, and comedy ensues.
Okay, so you've got women dressed as women.
Me.
And men dressed as women.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Not me.
Not you. Oh.
And then a whole bunch of other people in the cast. There's 8 people total, and it's a very funny show, and each person has their own character and own personality, and they all stand out. It's a really fun show.
It sounds like it's going to be humorous. So when is this going to be?
We open officially on Saturday. We have 2 previews, Thursday and Friday, and we play every weekend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, except for Super Bowl Sunday, until the 16th of February.
I think the 8th is, February 8th is our media night there. That's when, that we kind of like go down there from KCNR. So we can see any of our friends want to come down there that night and, watch the play. We're going to be giving away some tickets here too.
That's cool.
So, okay, what's your favorite part of the play, Carol?
Oh goodness, I hadn't even thought of that. It must be besides when they're on, revealed.
Besides being on the show here.
Well, there's that. I think when the two guys show up dressed as women, because it's very silly. I mean, like I said, they're down on their luck and they're using some costumes that they have in their stash and they're not very appropriate and they're not really looking like women. It's pretty obvious.
So who are the two guys? Do we know them?
Yes, we do. Chad McFarlane plays Leo. He played Max in
Legendary
Tenor. And a new person to Riverfront, Josh Bremer, who's been in three plays out of college.
Is that Jim Bremer's son?
No.
Okay.
No.
Josh Bremer.
I already asked that question.
Okay, just wondering.
No.
All right.
And he plays Jack. It's Leo Clark and Jack Gable. Go figure.
Oh. That's cool.
They show up as Lady Macbeth and Titania, Queen of the Fairies.
Well, I'm not touching that one.
Okay. So this is in the new establishment.
No, we haven't got a new establishment. Oh. We're still in the old establishment.
It's still a dirt lot over
It's dirt. Going to be mud this morning.
So, okay, so that's going to be a while before that's built, too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Carol, when you're not, you know, on the boards, as we say, what do you do?
I actually work for the U.S. Forest Service Research out on Airport Road.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. I've seen them before. Okay, you're back up to the, you know, good.
I went down and then I went right back up. Good.
Okay. Yeah, no, cause y'all come, I noticed that anytime something happens out there and it's veterans in there, y'all come out and, stand on the side of the road too. And I think that's wonderful. And Jennifer, what do you do?
I'm a retired school teacher who now does whatever she wants to.
Well,
and
good.
I love it.
Oh, that's good. That's the way life should be.
Right. Right now I'm teaching income taxes.
Oh, well.
What can I tell you?
It's an odd subject, but.
Yeah, I'm sure it goes along with
to
this.
To adults.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, where can you get the tickets?
Cascade Theater.
All right. It's going to be at the Riverfront.
At Riverfront.
Okay, but you can get the tickets at Cascade.
That is our ticket outlet. You can call if you just have this little, I just wanted to go to the theater tonight, and you can call to the theater and find out if there are any tickets available. But other than that, that's cash or check. Other than that, Cascade Theater is our only outlet.
Okay, and like I said, I believe it's the 8th that that's our night there, and we'll be giving away tickets here over the next week or so to people. But it sounds like it's going to be a fun time.
Oh, it is. It's very fun.
What's your favorite line, Carol?
Actors, they're all liars.
Oh, yes.
They lie for a living.
Their lips are moving. They could be politicians.
That's almost the line.
But that's all I want to do in my whole life. If I could change anything, all I'd ever want to do is be an actress. That's one of my lines.
So what's the number real quick to get tickets?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Okay. Cascade Theater box office. Or you can just show up at the door on the night of the show. You never know.
Perfect.
It could be seats.
Well, it could be seats. Okay. Well, thank you so much, ladies. Carol Sestak and Jennifer Lovins for Leading Ladies.
Thank you very much.
We'll be playing a PSA for it later on this week.
Thank you for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure. And, you know, break a leg.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll be back in a minute. When we come back, Karen Hoyt, I believe, is going to be here from Shasta Regional Medical Center. But we've got a lot of other things to talk about when we come back, besides the fact of good hearts and all that. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Dr. Maria Salas.
Fox Business Network stocks are on the rise after some heavy hitters like Google, IBM, and Advanced Micro Devices reported better than expected earnings. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 70 points. Meanwhile, shares of organic food maker Annie's are tumbling after the company voluntarily recalled certain frozen pizzas because of possible metal particles in the food. Known for its bunny mascot, Annie's says all varieties of its rising crust frozen pizza with expiration dates between January 9th and September 14th have been affected. The recall was prompted after Annie's says it learned fragments of flexible metal mesh were found in flour and pizza dough as a mesh screen failed at a third-party flour mill. And thinking about planning a vacation? According to Smith Travel Research, the average rates for a hotel room rose 4.2% last year to $106 a night. The rates are up because more people are traveling. In fact, a record number of rooms were booked last year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, I'd be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on sabbatical. And I tell you what, today I go back and we load the truck with a lot of stuff that goes down to storage. So we've moved that over there. And my guest co-host today, of course, is Dr. Maria Salas. And hello, doctor.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee from Espresso Joe's. Discounts for veterans. They take really good care of all the people that come through there. They've supported our community and our veterans for well over 30 years. Joe and Shelley have it. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Let's talk about Friday just for a second. The Classique Cafe. You go in there, it's like walking into a museum. You've been there. Have you been there?
Not yet.
Oh, you
now
have
I'm
got
intrigued.
To go down there. It's 2427. Millie and Kathy all the walls are filled with pictures of veterans from the Reading area.
Going.
And
yeah.
some of the World War II veterans are in there on a regular basis in Korea, and they just come in there just to have the breakfast and lunch. But once a month they have a big dinner of some, you know, of a different nationality. And this Friday is a German dinner. And they have it ranges from Rinder Uroften, Dos Arbraten, Doliba and Zibla McNuden, whatever that is. That's German liver and onions, okay.
Okay.
Jagersnitzel, Schwarzenbahn, all this. Okay. But that's Friday, January 25th. Give them a call at 244-4939. I think it starts at 5 or something like that. Bad Bob goes every time and he comes back and I have to slap him down because he comes in here giving orders.
Oh, okay.
And after he eats the German dinner. Okay. All right. So our guest today is Karen Hoyt.
Good morning.
From the Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. Do you want to take a couple minutes to get to get settled here?
I feel great. I'm going to leave my coat on. Okay. It's so cold outside.
It is cold.
In her beautiful red coat.
Of course it's red. Yes. Hi. Hey, how are you? It's been a while.
I know. It has been.
So what's the latest down at Shasta Regional?
Oh my gosh. Well, of course we're just busy with taking care of our patients and of course there's all kinds of changes in healthcare reform and so we're busy with those kind of changes. And of course we've got our Go Reading event coming up, our luncheon. So we're just busy.
So Go Reading. I've seen the pictures everywhere.
The billboards, yes.
Yes, the billboards. All these beautiful ladies in red.
Yes. Yes.
So tell us what that is.
Okay, so Go Reading has been an annual luncheon that we've had for many, many years. It's actually used to be Go Red. Now it's called Go Reading. And all the proceeds stay local. And this year we're bringing a really amazing keynote speaker. It's Dr. Campbell. He wrote the China Study, and he's also featured in the documentary Forks Over Knives.
The China Study has just kind of come, I mean, really big here in the last
year or so.
I was going to say, that's all of a sudden I've started hearing about that.
Right.
About the people and diets and...
Right. Basically, Dr. Campbell wrote about a 20-year study, and he showcased how certain parts of the world, when they introduced, like when Germany took over Norway, they took away all their cattle to feed the troops. So in that 5-year period, Norway's cancer rates and heart disease rates went plummeted because they were living off of plant-based protein. No animal protein was in their diet. Similarly, in this study, they showed when parts of China where they introduced cattle and they introduced more protein animal protein to their diets, their cancer rates and their heart disease went through the roof. So there's a direct correlation between animal protein in your diet, too much animal protein. Now, Dr. Campbell and Dr. Edison, part of this book and part of this feature in the documentary, actually showed how they reversed the effects of disease, heart disease, diabetes, by putting somebody on a plant-based diet strictly and for many, many years. It did actually reverse.
Is this like a vegan?
Correct.
Okay.
Right. So no, nothing. Anything that walks, crawls, no milk, no eggs, no butter, no meat, obviously.
What do you eat?
Well, tons of things. I mean, you know, there's tons of fruits and vegetables and beans that have protein in them.
Soy?
Yep.
The soy count?
Yep. Soy
you know, I'm gonna brag on somebody, Dr. Larry Farrell. I don't know if you know Larry Farrell.
Yes, I do very well.
85 pounds he has lost on a vegan diet.
Correct.
And I think maybe he's one
he
talking
is, exactly.
about the China.
Yep.
Yep. That was it. 85 pounds mm-hmm. he looks. Of course, I go over and kick sand in his face now.
Yeah.
But he just lost.
He looks great.
And yeah, he does. And you say, so what do you eat? He says, if it has a face or a mother,
I don't.
And now he occasionally makes forays out of this, you know. Mm-hmm. I think we were all at the crab
uh-huh.
feed. You have to do it during a crab feed,
right?
All right, but I said, well, why did you do this? He said, my arteries,
right?
And he says, and this when we said it's reverse, it can reverse mm-hmm. decades,
right?
Yeah,
you know, some of us may not have heart disease, but we've got to eat healthy. We really do. We've got to get away. You know, America is the most obese country in the world. We eat way too much junk food, fast food. It's just, and what we're trying to do here at Shasta Regional, we're not saying be vegan. We're saying look at what you're feeding your family. Mm-hmm. Look at perhaps bringing in more whole foods, plant protein. We have a 90-day trial. There's like 10 of us that tried being vegan. Now, I lasted about 2.5 weeks. But the biggest thing I still am doing is I haven't drank milk, which I thought I was going to fall over a cliff because I love milk. So it's amazing.
The other thing that I think you're pointing out here is that there is a direct correlation between what goes past our lips
mm-hmm.
into our bodies and heart disease.
Oh, absolutely.
And other diseases.
Every disease.
Yes.
Diabetes, heart disease, all
yes.
of that. Is
okay, let me take a
ahead.
Break
you
here, ladies,
you
and then I'm going to step back and let you all get into this. But, you know, we stopped drinking milk at my house.
and started almond.
Yeah, me too.
Drinking almond milk. And I frankly, I some stomach problems, like you have almost, you know, how could I get after, 60 years become lactose intolerant or something like that. I don't know how that happens, but we've gone to the almond milk. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break here and we'll be right back. Karen Hoyt from Shasta Regional Medical Center is our guest, but my co-host, and I'm going to turn her loose here, is Dr. Maria Salas, who really is into the healthy living. We'll be right back.
Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
Hello, this is Reading Police Chief Robert Paletti. On January 30th at 6 p.m. in the council chambers, I am going to hold my first town hall meeting to discuss crime in our community and update the community on changes and goals setting for the Reading Police Department. I encourage the community to please attend, and after I do my update, I will answer any questions that the community has so that I can learn about your concerns as well.
That's the town hall meeting with RPD Chief Robert Paletti at the Reading City Council Chambers, 6 p.m. on Wednesday, January 30th.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is on sabbaticals. I have Dr. Maria Salas with me. Good morning there.
Hello, everybody.
And this portion of the show is brought to you, Home Helpers. That's right, serving Shasta County seniors and families since 2004. All of those caregivers provide assistance, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. The best thing here is that every employee of Home Helpers has been background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded, and insured. Now, do you need help? Do you need a day, a week, full-time, part-time? Well, give Sharon Clark a call to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment at 530-226-8350. Yes, 530-226-8350, Home Helpers. Okay.
And, yeah, we have Karen in the studio
Karen
today.
Karen Hoyt with us here from Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning.
World famous, she is. Everybody knows you. I mean, every time I go someplace, there's Karen.
She's such a bright light, too.
She is, and she's happy all the time. At least appears happy all the time.
Oh, you guys are sweet. I'm going to stay here all morning.
Yes. See, we try to start. You took your jacket off.
We try to start everybody's day off
happy.
Yes.
Unless, of course, you're a politician, and maybe your day doesn't start quite as well. But if you're just out there, it is. Now, you two, during the break, and we always say this, and people go, but so much happens during the break. And hearing these two talking back and forth. So, preventative.
Yes.
This is frankly where people should really be looking at.
Correct.
You know, like taking it at the 3-year-old level to start, you know, modifying behavior so that by the time they're 18, they're not snorting things into their noses or getting drunk or whatever they are.
Or even eating McDonald's.
Well, because really.
But that could be that too.
I agree. Yeah.
And these diseases that we're talking about don't happen overnight. You know, it's 20 years and 25 and 30 years. So we can start them young, like you say, Carl, at 3 or younger, I hope.
Right.
In the womb. Then, you know, I think there are a lot of benefits to that. And I really want to highlight what you guys are doing and, and just really pushing the preventative and the education side of this.
Correct.
Go Red.
Yeah.
This year.
And we do a lot of education throughout the year too on different times. Like we talk about in November, we talk about type 2 diabetes and stroke awareness and cardiac and, cardiovascular. So again, it really is just it's a lifestyle. It's not a diet. You know, that diet is a 4-letter word. It's a lifestyle choice to eat healthy. And it doesn't mean you have to, it's not deprivation. It's moderation. And it's just
alternatives.
Learning. Right.
The certain foods that you take out, you can find a healthy alternative. Like we were talking during the break about, I think both of you have taken milk out.
Yep.
I don't drink milk.
Well, Linda would only drink almond milk. And I just, you know, but once I started using it, you know, because I've gone to the Weston Price and I listened to other people about, you know, it's milk, but, you know, but everything it goes through, you know, so almond milk is better. It doesn't have any of the things that could possibly hurt you. Unless you go to, like, I guess, natural milk or organic milk.
Well, there's soy milk and there's rice milk.
But there's the other kind, too, that they don't pasteurize it, but you got to get it, like, quick.
Oh,
and they have
that.
So,
I know what you're talking about.
But you're right. You know, when you say diet to people, the first 3 letters are? Die. So, but if you can do alternatives and make that part of your life, like now we've made almond milk a part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
We use it in cooking. We use it in cereal and all that. So what other things can you substitute for? Okay. I want those chips. I want those Tito's chips to dip in the salsa.
Oh my gosh. Well, make kale chips. Oh my gosh. They're awesome.
Kale chips.
I feel like I was eating kale every day for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Kale chips.
Yeah. It's green. You can handle it.
I mean, is it coming like bags?
You can buy it at Trader Joe's and you buy it organic if you want a regular and it's $1.99 for this bag. There's so much you can do with kale. That's the fresh kale that you take home and you can make your own. My favorite thing is I sauteing kale and using it instead of eggs. So my omelet would be kale with just then all the vegetables in it too.
Yeah.
And that's what I would eat with my toast.
How about the fake eggs where they take, you know, egg, et cetera, whatever
the
thing is?
What we really even say too is what we're advocating is if you don't have to be vegan, vegetarian, be meatless Monday, be whatever, be whole foods. So if you're going to substitute, like somebody said, I'm vegan, I'm going to substitute this cheese. It's not real cheese. It's vegan cheese. Well, it's full of a bunch of preservatives.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that. It's better off to have a little bit of cheese. Or if you're going to, you know, with eggs, use egg whites, no egg yolks. Egg yolks have the cholesterol in them. So again, you don't want to substitute, you know, to be vegan, you don't want to substitute a whole food for something that's processed. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You don't want to, yeah.
No, no.
So that's.
Okay, but you talk about kale chips. Now, are they chips?
No, it's like lettuce. It's like lettuce or, it's like spinach. Kale
is. No, I know what kale is, but you said, when you said make kale chips, I thought, well,
you
do they
bake
make?
Them.
Oh, okay.
You bake the actual kale, but you can buy kale chips at Trader Joe's. I saw them last night.
But I imagine those have preservatives and things in there, so they're probably not as good as fresh.
They're probably not as bad as Lay's potato chips, but you know, if you can make your own, why not?
Yeah. Well, but that's the thing is I think if you can show substitutes to people that are tasty, then, you know, then I think it's easier to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's little rice crackers that they have at Trader Joe's that are, you know, that are tasty. And hummus is great dipped, you know, that's healthy for
I
you.
I love hummus.
Yeah, if you're doing legumes,
hummus
can be great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that substitutes for a 12-ounce T-bone.
Ah, there you go. That's
okay, we all kind of cocked our head on that one.
Yeah.
<so.
laughs> Okay.
Okay, we got to take another break here, but when we come back, now the luncheon, we want to talk about the luncheon, when it's going to be, and is there still room?
Just a
barely,
little bit.
Barely.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is definitely.
It's always sold out.
Well, it is, but I've actually gone up another 12 tables, and I'm probably got about 4 left. So it'll be sold out by next week for sure.
Okay. Dr. Maria needs in, so I'm calling.
All right. So, okay, we'll take a break. Karen Hoyt, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking Go Reading and about the and this year it's about the China.
Works overnight.
Right. It's about showcasing Dr. Campbell. He's our keynote speaker. He's the gentleman that wrote the China study, who's actually featured in his work is featured in Forks Overnight, the documentary, which we're showing for free at the Cascade Theater that evening too, Friday the 8th. So we can talk about that in a moment as well.
Super. Okay. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
The Mumbo Jumbo of 2012. Bring in 2013 with an oversized jackpot. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Casino and play our Jumbo Jackpot January Swipe to Win promotion. Your chance to win $213,000. Yes, you heard right. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. For your chance at $213,000. Imagine winning this gigantic jackpot. Swipe to win for your chance to win prizes, free slot play, cash, or $213,000. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to step up to the game board for your chance at $213,000 on Thursdays. Final drawing is on Thursday, January 31st. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and play the Jumbo Jackpot January Swipe to Win. A chance to win $213,000. It's better on the river.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account and this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you in your home, one door at a time.
Crab season is officially open. Hi, this is Ken White of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Come join us for our 26th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 2nd, featuring our famous all-you-can-eat crab. You'll have an ocean of fun and help us provide shelter and care to victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at our box office at 2280 Benton Drive, online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or by calling 244-0118. This event's sponsored in part by Swift Properties, Premier West Bank, and Bar in Mudford.
And we love it when the music didn't fire because I'm looking up a traffic report. Sorry about that, Carl. Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I always question this after this happens is how this happens. But anyway, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we've got a traffic report.
Yes, it's what I was looking at here. There is a pretty bad, nobody hurt, thankfully, but a motorhome apparently lost a wheel. That's westbound 44 at Interstate 5. Real mess out there. If that's your normal trip into town, find another route. It's going to be pretty ugly for a while yet. They're still clearing
5 and
the
44,
area.
You should get off at Shasta View.
Take Shasta View into town or come in via Cypress or something.
Yeah,
it looks like they're still, they're in the final cleanup phases, but right now, 44 westbound, a parking lot.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right, thanks. Hey, Dr. Maria Salas is here with me and Karen Hoyt from the Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking about the Go Reading Luncheon, and it's preventative. Really, we're talking about the gentleman or the doctor that did the study on how the Chinese eat, and and it's called the China
study.
The China study, as opposed to China syndrome. Don't get those mixed up. So it's the China study. Now, but we're also talking, a big thing now is we're talking about substituting and eating correctly and what it can do for you and things how you can substitute. And Dr. Maria Salas, of course, is here with me as my co-host.
Yeah, and I think the big thing here is that you're also saying is we don't need to become vegans. I actually do a 100% vegan protein Arbonne shake in the morning. I add my kale or my spinach and, you know, I throw a little few berries in there and that keeps it nice and clean. Mm-hmm. Gives me a break from the animal protein. Yeah. A lot of people can do that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all about preventative. So we want to make sure that everyone knows about your function, the luncheon going on, and then the show after in the evening.
Yeah. So Friday, February 8th is the luncheon. We do still have a few tickets left. I anticipate probably by early next week we will be sold out. You can get tickets by going to ShastaRegional.com. You can go to Enjoy the Store, or you can come into the hospital in our gift shop that's open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and pick up tickets. Tickets are $45. That ticket also includes a ticket to the showing of Forks Over Knives at the Cascade Theater that evening at 7 p.m.
We go out of town so rarely over the last 3 years. I mean, rarely. And this is Linda's parents' 60th anniversary, so the family's getting together in a little spot away from here. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know what, there's like three or four things going on, but this one would be the one I'd really want to go to, the luncheon and, mm-hmm. of course, and then the documentary that
right.
night. This, to me, is probably a time that people need to take a look at this, because you're absolutely right, Karen. Obesity has hit our nation. I mean, starting with mm-hmm. the children.
Epidemic.
Children 12 years old with type 2 diabetes mm-hmm. at mm-hmm. age 12.
Right.
There's something wrong here.
Right.
I think one of the opening lines to the movie is that this generation of children may
not live as long as their
parents.
Their life expectancy is going to be less than us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Obesity is a trigger to so many diseases, and that's the sad part of it. And our country, America, is the fattest country in the world.
Well, because the obesity is sort of a side effect. It's also what's going on the inside at the cellular level. And a lot of times what's happening is systemic inflammation. And mm-hmm. that's what's causing a lot mm-hmm. of the problem.
Yeah. And it's so easy to eat healthy. There's so many things. Like, you know what I do now? I've incorporated chia seeds into my oatmeal every morning.
What kind of seeds?
Chia seeds. Remember the chia?
Is that the kind of thing that grows out in your head?
Right.
Do you have a problem with extra hair growth?
No, but you know, there's actually a region over in Africa somewhere. There's this type of a tribe that's what all they eat. They're the fastest running human beings on the earth. And they eat chia seeds consistently. It's full of, you know what they are? They're basically, it's a whole food. It's got omega-3s. And it has fiber and omega-3s, fiber, and what's the other one? So it's a simple thing. I throw it in my oatmeal every single morning.
So it's just like a protein shake.
Like a flaxseed. But it's a whole food though. That's the point is it's a seed that that delivers protein, fiber, and omega-3s.
Well, you know what? I like to be able to get, because we're not going to have Dr. Benny. We're going to have him on the show, because he's a dyed-in-the-wool vegan, but he can talk about this.
And he's a local doctor that can, if somebody wanted information about this, could go to him.
Well, but I think too, I think we need to have a whole show where we talk about this, you know, and we need to have, you know, talking about diet and, mm-hmm. and these kind of things, and at least let people take a look at it. Karen Hoyt, as usual.
Thank you very much, Karen.
Oh, my pleasure.
Always looking great, and lots of great information from Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I look forward to the Go Red Luncheon.
Me too. February 8th.
Okay, we'll be right back. We're going to have Sherry Silk will be here from the Convention Center talking about all the plans and programs they have here coming up this year. Carl Bott, Dr. Maria Salas, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Tony got a little testy.
It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at a hearing on the deadly attack at the U.S. consulate in Libya. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the Senate.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee Republicans are quizzing Secretary of State Hillary Clinton about talking points in the days after the Benghazi attack.
We were misled that there were supposedly protests and then something sprang out of that, an assault sprang out of that.
Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson eliciting this response.
We had four dead Americans. Americans? Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
Clinton says she played no role in the talking points process right after the attack earlier, saying learning from Benghazi isn't about policy for her, it's personal, Dave.
Jared, Clinton also says she's sure some weapons terrorists used in the Algerian standoff last week came from Libya. Three Americans and 35 other hostages were killed. The House could today vote to extend the U.S.'s borrowing authority. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The House Republican bill increases the debt ceiling for 3 months and requires Senate Democrats to pass their first budget in 4 years. If they don't, members don't get paid.
They believe in government by gimmicks. And this, you know, no budget, no pay bill is another gimmick.
That's Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern. Texas Republican Pete Sessions notes the White House and the Senate Democratic leaders support this approach.
I think that's a rare day. I think that's a good day when we can work together.
If budgets aren't passed, member salaries go into escrow until their budgets are done. Dave?
Mike, fewer Americans have union jobs. Just 11.3% of workers are unionized, the lowest level since the 1930s. The government reports unions lost members in both the public and private sector. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 51 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed. And save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
General John Allen's been exonerated of any wrongdoing by the Pentagon, which investigated emails between the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan and a Tampa woman who was at the heart of uncovering ex-CIA Director David Petraeus' affair. And now that woman is speaking out. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami.
Dave, Jill Kelly was the Tampa woman who allegedly received the threatening emails from Paula Broadwell, the woman with whom David Petraeus had an affair. She and her husband write in an op-ed in the Washington Post that they have done nothing wrong and that their lives were made hellish by paparazzi and reporters publishing untruths about her life, her work, and her personal finances. It was the Kellys asking for help and protection from those potential email threats that led to the revelation of the Petraeus affair and his eventual resignation from the CIA. Dave?
Evan, the NRA thanks President Obama took a shot at the Second Amendment and gun owners during his inaugural address when he said Americans should not mistake absolutism for principle.
I've got news for the president. Absolutes do exist. Words do have specific meaning in language and in law.
NRA Executive Director Wayne LaPierre talking to a group of hunters in Reno. A lot of us are worried about what we eat. Now there's concern about how you plate your food.
A new study proves a chemical used in most plastic dishware can leach into food. The compound melamine has been linked to kidney stones and was responsible for infant fatalities in China. A report from the Journal of the American Medical Association finds eating hot food from melamine dishware can cause high levels of exposure to both children and adults. Experts say to play it safe, serve hot food and drinks in ceramic or glass dishware. Colleen Capon, Fox News Radio.
In Montana, a man was going to rob a pizza shop when he changed his mind and started crying as the clerk handed him money. He said he was just trying to feed his family. The clerk made him a pizza and some chicken wings, and the man left. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. It is 8:05 in the morning. And if you join our chat pack, hop into KCNR1460.com. I have been so busy, I haven't even checked the chat room in half an hour. I apologize to everybody. Linda is on sabbatical and will be probably for at least another week as we now today, as soon as we're finished with the show and a couple other things we have to do around here, then I go down and I load the pickup truck with the stuff that she's moving out of the house into the storage. Now, does that mean away? No, but she's got bags of
stuff. Clearing the clutter, that's helping.
Well, she's getting bags of stuff, yeah. Of clothing and things that is going to go down to the Good News Rescue Mission, and because they had that terrible fire that destroyed so many of the clothes. It was just the smoke damage. So she's got a bunch of stuff we'll push down there, too. But I have been fortunate this way then to be able to have a bunch of just really, really cool co-hosts. And mine today is Dr. Maria Salas.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, Linda, wherever you're at.
And Dr. Salas and our last guest, Karen Hoyt, just had a great conversation about what's going on in the Go Reading Luncheon and the doctor who wrote the China study about how the Chinese were so much are healthier in their cardiovascular system until they introduced protein. And then guess what? They caught up with us. And for, you know, and also studies I've done is from the, and as bad as it sounds, the prisoners in North Vietnam. And, you know, from the Vietnamese, you know, the Vietnam War, their cardiovascular system was much better than their counterparts in the Air Force and Navy and Marines because their diet had been rice and little some meats, you know, they had vegetables, but, you know, maybe fish, you know, so they didn't eat the normal American diet, but their, you know, I'm not saying anything about their psyche or the fact they're being beaten or tortured, any of those things.
Yeah.
But their cardiovascular system was better when they came back. So there's a lot of neat things going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's start out our show as we usually do with our Wells Fargo advisors and their market minute. Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, guests. Technology is the best performing group this morning. Shares of Google are up $44.35 to $746.75, and IBM is advancing $11.56 to $207.64. After the sector, bellwethers posted better than expected earnings. Apple is up $5.14 at $509.10. They are posting earnings after the close. Turning to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's positive 48 points at 13,760. The S&P 500 is down a point at 1491. The NASDAQ Composite is up 8 points at 3,152. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 23 cents at $16.88. North Valley Bank is down 38 cents at $16.63. Bank of Commerce up 6 cents, trading at $4.75. Over to commodities, gold is down $5.70 an ounce at $1,687. Silver up 7 cents at $32. Crude oil down 18 cents, trading at $96 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Oh, thank you very much, Susan, for this. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:06 right here on KCNR. And if you want to go down to visit them, head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 530-243-7561. Our Wells Fargo advisors, if you need advice on where to put your money or how the market's going, you couldn't do better than them. 530-243-7561. All right. Dr. Salas, you have something. Something we wanted to say.
You know, earlier we were just talking about giving thanks, and today I just want to say thank you to the 132nd Engineers of the California Army National Guard. And they are called the Multi-Role Bridge Company here. Thank you for your service and welcome home, guys.
All over Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. They built 7 bridges, repaired, dozens other, they had casualties. They had 11 Purple Hearts, but they brought everybody home and so everybody's on their way back. They had some coming in last night. They had some on
this weekend,
Weekend are coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, came in. So, again, congratulations and our prayers are answered to have you all back home with your
family.
And
a special shout out to Arwen and Scott Flynn, husband and wife, both deployed together. You might have heard the story. And they were both deployed at the same time, have now safely returned to their 2 young daughters.
That's right. We met them when we there was a dinner at the convention center, in fact, or luncheon. They had brought in general officers, and we kind of gave them a send-off right there, telling how much we appreciated them and all that. And I got to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
I got to meet
the
husband-wife team. They were heading out there. We're going to take a break, but our guest is Sherry Silk. and is here to tell us what's going on at the Civic Center and the changes as it has come, and then all the plans for here. And you've got a couple of big acts coming in here.
We do.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Bott and Dr. Maria Salas, this is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid at the David Marr Theater in Reading on February 1st, 2nd, and 9th. Adapted from the 2008 Disney Broadway production, this musical features the hit songs Part of Your World, She's in Love, and the Oscar-winning song Under the Sea, all with live music. Have your picture taken with your favorite character after each performance. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade box office, online at cascadetheater.org, or by calling 243-8877.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at Mazatlan's.
I'm packed and ready to leave.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
I was looking forward to a vacation in Mexico.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 12th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
I still need a vacation.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. It is 8:14 in the morning. Linda's on sabbatical, and Dr. Maria Salas is here.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Lions Heating and Air. It is 44 degrees out there. Let's do the weather right after this. But if it's cold, you need to make sure your house is warmer. So who do you call? Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They take great pride in what they do. Either repairs, emergency repairs, or just routine maintenance, or installing a whole system. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. They've been in the business since 1992. Go ahead to homecomfort.org, their website. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay. Sherry Silk is, oh, I'm sorry.
It is weather. 45 degrees outside right now, and today a few showers early, becoming a steady rain for the afternoon. High 53, winds south out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain, 70%. Wow. Rainfall around 1/4 inch, and then later tonight, cloudy with occasional rain. Mainly this evening, low 42, winds light at variable. Chance of rain, 70%. Rainfall near 1/4 inch. And Sherry Silk, come on down.
Yeah, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Up there, they've got, of course, pizza night tomorrow night on Thursday night. Music over the weekend. Oh, yeah, their pizzas are handmade, hand thrown and cooked in a wood fire.
Pizza.
And
wine.
And they, and wine. Oh yeah. And then they, and they sell out. So you give them a call at 474-5546 in Somo Vineyards. Reversion Somo will be on the show tomorrow. Will be our guest at 8 o'clock to talk about what's going on, the latest in his, what's doing the latest out there at, in Somo. It's been adventures too at the county.
Saga.
So the saga continues. Sherry Silk.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's good.
Good to be here.
The Civic Center.
Yes.
And a lot of stuff going on there.
We're having fun over there.
You've got some big things happening.
We are. We're just getting started too. Can you believe it's been a year?
A year that
you
all
had. Yeah, we got the keys mid-January.
Oh, wow.
A year ago.
That's, you know what? It doesn't, it's, you know what? For some ways it seems longer.
Well, and, for me, I have all the wrinkles and the gray hair. For you, well, you've weathered it well.
Well, thank you very much. But no, you know what I've noticed is that you do seem a little more somber
She's
than
busy.
You were a year ago.
I don't have as much adrenaline pumping through my system as I did a year ago.
Well, yeah, you know what? Yeah, you know, when you get into this, it's like you are living on adrenaline at this point.
Right.
So, anyway.
Good.
So the, you all have, let me brag a little bit about y'all.
Oh,
okay. No, okay. Let me do that because there's a lot of consternation about you all taking over. I mean, we had Bethel Church in here on several occasions and we were talking to them about, you know, you take this, this is a big thing in town. This is a, you know, this is where things happen. And there's so much fear that y'all were gonna, that Bethel was going to.
Censorship and all that.
Censorship. Linda says, so does this mean that Best Little Whorehouse in Texas isn't gonna come back? And there was just like silence right there. And they're like, you know, you can see their eye and going. And that's when, you know, we're talking, oh no, we're gonna have a separate group.
Yeah.
You know, that takes care of that.
Right.
And then people are thinking, well, they're just gonna, you know, just have things in there that they wanna have in there. And it's not gonna be community. I mean, this went on and on, right?
Yes.
The vote was taken. Mm-hmm. Your organization was formed.
Yep, Advanced Reading.
Advanced Reading. And your first event, because I remember this because you came in right after that. What was your first event?
My first ticketed event was Five Finger Death Punch.
Five Finger Death Punch.
And Don't even Google that, parents. Don't even Google it.
And I said, what were you thinking of? And you go, I don't know, but we had all of our security. They brought in all of their security. They brought in extra security. There were families showing up with Five Finger Death Punch on them.
There was. Little kids running around with, you know, headbands and the whole deal. But, yeah.
Good way to break in, though, huh?
Tell me, I cut my teeth on Five Finger Death Punch. That's what I say. It's awesome.
I love it.
Yes.
Okay.
We've had fun.
What's happened in this past year?
I think we're trying to do a really good job. My first priority was to serve the community and get them sort of settled into their normal events over there. And I think we accomplished that. And then the other thing was to just renovate and get it, you know, we've upgraded so many things in there in just 1 year. And then to start booking it out. In fact, I've just, you know, getting the team and all of that. And we kept 4 city employees, which we're really happy we got to do that. And then the rest of the ones transferred or retired, some of them. And then we got a good crew. And so now we're really heading toward marketing promotion. So I just hired a full-time marketing director, so that I'm excited about that.
Now tell me about the things that you did inside, though, the Civic Center.
Yeah, we completely, you know, renovated the lobby. It's all new carpet and new lights in there. There's new screens in the lobby so you can see what's going on inside the auditorium if you're out there getting a drink or on a break or something. And then we've got new chairs for the banquets, really nice chairs, and then little things like the
big screen. That's a big
we have big screens,
yeah.
So those are good. And then the things you can't see but are super important, which are alarm systems and phone systems, internet system, ticketing software. Everything was pretty archaic. They hadn't upgraded in a really long time, so now it's just super easy to purchase a ticket and you know, you can actually, you know, get on the internet in the building and things like that.
How about sound systems?
You know what? I would be talking Chinese. I wouldn't be able to explain to you what kind of sound equipment. We have done some upgrading, not tons of sound, but we have a new board, and I would have to have my tech guy on here to tell you some of that stuff. Video capacity, so we could actually video your event and project it. So we have a speaker. We have kind of a TED Talks kind of look now where you can project the speaker up on the screen so you can feel like you're closer to the speaker. And then on the other, another screen could be a PowerPoint presentation.
It's all contemporary.
Oh, that's great.
Now.
Yeah. Super. Let me see. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back. Sherry Silk is our guest from the Civic Center. And talking about the things that are, these big events, you got a bunch of big events coming up. And our guest co-host, of course, is Dr. Maria Salas. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities. So it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family-owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semo Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call Semo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindabaugh, Linda's on a sabbatical. Dr. Maria Salas is here, walking on sunshine. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and all of the surrounding areas. They carry every type of car, truck, or SUV you could possibly want, and they're going to give you a great deal because they're your neighbors. And plus, their service department is second to none. They will keep your vehicle on the road, and just in case, in that off chance, something happens. Give them a call at 530-223-2177, or even better, stop by 555 Cypress Avenue, right here in Reading, to get that new Ram truck, 2013 Truck of the Year. Whew. Sherry Silk, nice. You know, that Sherry's over there. Sherry Silk, our guest from the Civic Center, is like, yeah.
Yes.
Are you a truck kind of,
I have an Escalade, a big caddy. So, I mean, Crown Motors, they're our friends down there at the Civic, but I told them I was going to hide my caddy when they were down there doing their, you know, event, their sale event on Memorial Day weekend. He said, oh no, we'd all love to have a caddy. So I parked it in plain sight.
In plain sight. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we talked about a lot of the things that, you know, a lot of the fears went away, especially with your first, act, Five Finger Death Punch. And then, how many events did you have?
Yeah, so just to put that in perspective, when the city of Reading had, I think their last year they were there, they had about 130 to 140 event days on the calendar. Mm-hmm. And we, went over there. We took the school over there from Bethel, so they're there 4 days a week. And with the school and our events, we are about 270 days a year. There's something going on in that building. So we are...
That's great, Sherry.
Yeah, and our contract with the city was that we had to have at least 60 event days open to the general public. And I think we're at like 130 or something crazy like that.
Okay.
So we're doing well with that. Yeah. So that's all put to rest. And we haven't really had.
Have you any bad feedback or anything?
No, not. I mean, the ones that interact with us, I think, are doing good. They're our friends. You know, one of the competitors for putting the bid even to manage the places was Mesa Production. You know, Angie and Rick Garola, and they're our buddies now. So we co-promote events with them. So they're happy we're there.
It probably helps them with y'all having kind of like taking care of the place, and they can still put events in there and make some money.
They become good partners. So. Yeah.
Well, that's great. That was a question people had. Well, that's good. So the number of events, who the events are, so this year is going to
coming
be
up.
Yeah, what do you got? You got something really big coming up, but let's just kind of go through the what you have.
Let me see. Well, this weekend is the Seroptimist Mardi Gras. You can get tickets at the door, like $10. That's the big fundraiser for the Seroptimist.
And we will be giving away two tickets to that here tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, they're a fun group. And then in February, one of the events is free is the U.S. Navy band's coming. So it's 70-member band.
Anchors away.
On the stage, in uniform, you know, big band sound. That's free. You just have to.
Bob gets physically excited when he hears about this because he was in the Navy.
Oh.
Yes, I have 6 brothers. And 5 of them were in the armed forces, you know, so I love.
What happened to the other one?
He was the youngest. Was like, no, I'm not doing, he's watched all the other ones. One of them actually was retired as a major in the Marines, so I stayed in a long time. So anyways, the U.S. Navy band, that's come in, and that's February 17th, and they just have to call up there at the Civic or mail in a self-addressed envelope and we'll mail you the tickets.
Uh-huh.
It's free. And then we have Jerry Seinfeld coming in March. That's March 14th.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yep, there's tickets still available for that, but they are going really fast. If you've been like on the fence about Jerry, you better hurry up and buy a ticket. That's going fast. And then one event we're really excited about is we're partnering with Simpson University to bring in Laura Bush on March 17th. So
let's Laura tickets, Bush.
Yeah. She's
you
coming.
Know what, that's, you know what? I've always thought of her as in always being such a lady. And
yes, very classy.
Very classy in this, but she's got some strong opinions.
She does.
And she is just kind of like before, she was kind of like smiling and
nodding.
She's
got that southern smile, but.
Yeah, don't mess with it. Yeah, don't mess with
it. Steel spine.
What do they call it? The velvet covered, you know, steel hand or something like that. I don't know. Velvet over steel.
She is very strong.
So she's coming. This is a big thing for to get Laura Bush in here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a big event. We're excited because Simpson University is partnering with us to bring in what we're calling a speaker series, and this is our first kickoff. So our goal is to bring in, just kind of big speakers in the kind of either motivational or political or maybe athletics, you know, big guns to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the year, we have Eric Metaxas coming in. I don't know if you know who he is. He wrote the book Amazing Grace that they made the movie out of.
Okay.
He's an author. He's coming in June, so that'll be great. But we're happy to.
Well, you know, partner. The guy that Marcus Luttrell, who wrote the that SEAL book, Last Man Standing, or something like that, was. Huge turnout here for him. I mean, it was with tables, but there were still lots of people here for that, if I remember right. So there's all. I think there's you know, this area up here is will turn out obviously, if it's the right speaker. So So, I mean, I don't know if you could get Al Gore, how big he'd be. I think you'd probably fill it up for Al Gore, too.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's one of the ones. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Sherry Silk from the Civic Center. My guest co-host, of course, is Dr. Maria Salas. And we're going to take this break for the news, and we'll be back and talk more about what the Civic Center is going to be doing this the rest of this year and how you can maybe even get involved in some of the things that are happening.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Chris Foster. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton testifying about the Benghazi Libya consulate attack.
There were so many protests happening, and thousands of people were putting our facilities at risk.
Protests over an anti-Muslim video, although the attack was found to have been pre-planned.
Here we are, 4 months later, and we still don't have the basic information.
Arizona Republican John McCain, New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez running the Senate hearing.
Unfortunately, the tragic events in Benghazi are a sad reminder of the inherent risks that come with diplomatic engagement in parts of the world that are struggling to build new governments from what has often been a chaotic situation.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry sitting this one out. He's Secretary of State nominee to replace Hillary Clinton. This is a Fox News Alert.
Gun owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Are you tired of earning less than a half a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Carl and the Bot, 530-605-4567. KCNR1460.com is how we are streaming out, and you can join our chat room. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great jobs they do. Take a step back in time. Great prices, great haircuts, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. Yeah. And I don't mean that in a bad sense. Women are always invited. You see them in there with their kids getting their hair cut. You know, just, you're just kind of like walking in, having a great time. Just sit down. Catch up on your magazines, you know, Car and Track, Guns and Ammo, National Geographic. I mean, just everything. I mean, it's a great barbershop. It's a barbershop. They're not going to blow dry your hair. It's a barbershop.
No styling going on there.
No styling. The only styling is when we walk in. Yeah. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. All right. Sherry Silk is our guest and from the Civic Center and all the things that they accomplished last year and then the stuff that you're accomplishing this year.
Good stuff. And
good stuff. Does the, you've obviously gotten a lot of support from the public.
Yeah, I think so. We feel like we've gotten over the initial anxiety about what it might be like, and I think most people are happy with us, and we're certainly loving serving the city and, you know, just starting some community projects as well, and it's exciting, so.
I think people now are more looking at what a great opportunity this is for our community. And, you know, as I was sitting in the parking lot yesterday over there waiting for a meeting with you, I was looking at all the cars. And
yeah.
I was just so excited that there are that many students. I mean, that's commerce, you know,
that's
in our
right.
town. So I really want to thank you for the opportunity for our community. And partnering with Simpson University is a great idea. And having former First Lady Laura Bush is a wonderful idea. I encourage everybody to get a ticket.
Yes.
And there are going to be opportunities for sponsorship. So I don't know if you want to talk about that now, but the person that you will be getting a hold of is Roger Janis over at Simpson University, who I had on my show last Saturday in the Positively Healthy Show. It was great. So.
Yes, we're offering sponsorships out there for, it'll be kind of a meet and greet and book signing, and there'll be a limited number of those that get to have their picture taken with Mrs. Bush, and then the higher number sponsors will actually get mentioned, and, you know, as far as sponsoring, bringing her here to Reading. And Roger Janis at Simpson University does have all the information about that, and yeah, we love the partnership with Simpson. It's going really well.
How do people get tickets?
They can get them right online. They're not
right
for
now.
Sale.
Oh, they're not for sale yet.
Here's the deal.
Because people are calling us here at the station saying, we want tickets.
Yeah.
We can't tell them anything.
So go to our website and join our newsletter, or e-blast is really what it is. And that gives you, you'll be put into our database. So when we send out the pre-sale with the code, you'll get first dibs on seats. And then that'll happen, and then there'll be a couple of days of, pre-sale to our customers and Simpson's, you know, alumni and whatnot. And then after that, they'll open to the public. So probably early next week, we'll send out our pre-sale e-blast with your code. And so if you want to get in on the
first, you go to your website.
Go to readingcivic.com.
What if people don't have, like, computers?
Well, they can call us, and we'll put them on there. They have to have an email address.
That's the problem.
Right. To get an e-blast.
Well, they have friends that have emails
they
don't.
Sign your
friend up.
Okay. So those will go out and people then can buy, unlimited or just like two or four?
Yeah, they can buy one to however many. And then it'll be open to the general public, which you can purchase online, or you can walk up to the box office, or you could call in and do it over the phone.
Okay. So there's a variety of methods, but you really want them to join first so you can send out if you want to get the pre-sale tickets.
Yeah.
And kind of be able to pick where you're going to be sitting there.
Yep. And then we do pre-sale for lots of our events, so it gets you in that. We don't inundate you with emails. Like once a month you get one from us, so it's not crazy.
What about, how many people can you seat there?
2,072.
Wow.
Is that included up on the top too?
Yep. Those are even what we call the limited view seats that are closest to the stage on the balcony area. But actually with a speaker, those are pretty good seats because she's going to, or any speaker would be standing out on the front of the stage.
That's right.
It's a little bit more limited when there's a full band or something. But for a speaker, you're pretty close at that.
Plus you have the big screens too.
You have the big screens as well. Yep.
Okay.
Pretty fun.
This is exciting. This is going to be successful. I know.
Yeah.
Give us the email address again.
It's readingcivic.com.
Okay. That's your website.
Yep. And the phone number is 229-0036.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Sherry Silk is our guest from the Civic Center. We're talking about Laura Bush coming to town. There's 2,072 tickets, and I imagine those are going to go pretty fast.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, you know, to hear the former First Lady speak, it would be interesting to see what she. Have you ever heard her speak before?
I have not heard her speak live.
I just wonder what she'll be talking about.
She has amazing projects going on internationally.
Oh, she does. Well, you know, come to think of it, that's true.
Just some crazy stuff she's doing. So, yes, good stuff.
Okay, because, you know, so she can talk about that. And I hoped that she would talk something about during those 8 years, which is probably what's that do to your life?
She is going
to
do question and answer time.
Yeah, people are going to be able to ask questions.
How did that 8 years affect your life? I mean, was there ever a time you just said, you know what, enough of this?
And the years they were.
And these
were
not
tough. Right after 9/11. Wow.
And then we've had Karl Rove on the show before, and he talked about things that happened that were just, he says, you know, these are mistakes we made. I mean, he just came out and said, these are mistakes we made. And so about that. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Dr. Maria Salas, my cohort here.
Welcome back.
And Sherry Silk. All right. We'll
come
right back.
Come on back, everybody.
Crab season is officially open. Hi, this is Ken White of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Come join us for our 26th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 2nd, featuring our famous all-you-can-eat crab. You'll have an ocean of fun and help us provide shelter and care to victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at our box office at 2280 Benton Drive, online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or by calling 244-0118. This event is sponsored in part by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Redding Rancheria, and Dutch Brothers.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Redding, 530-226-0992.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Redding, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda is on sabbatical, but Dr. Maria Salas is with me. Oh, Maria.
It's been fun. I've loved it.
See, you you thought that things were going to be tough here.
I was a little nervous, but
You know what? You do this. You know, the first and third Saturdays, and you're great on your show.
Trooper. She's an official trooper.
There she is. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Why Shasta Gas Propane? 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Senior and veterans discounts and competitive prices. Add to that, locally owned, family operated, and all employees are safety trained and service oriented. Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. It's 44 degrees out there, my friends. It's not going to get warmer for a while. Sherry Silk.
Hello.
Is our guest from the, he runs the Civic Center.
Yes.
And, ranging from religious instruction to the five-finger death punch.
Yes.
So,
she does it all.
So at what point do you find yourself going schizoid?
Yeah, really. I don't know. Ask my family, I guess.
How many hours you spend down there?
Oh, now it's pretty normal. It used to be crazy. I would, just because of how I'm kind of built inside, I'm always.
You
I'm,
own it. You own, I own your it. Project.
I totally do. I love it. My office is a great place to hang out. So I
gotta come down there. You know, you've come over here several times. I need to come down.
I have a beautiful. And see you it. Should see the changes we've made.
Oh, I mean, I need to do that because really, I've been there before.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
We had one of Linda's best friends and a good friend of mine, Andy Green, was there two or three iterations ago, and he's no longer gone, and then now you've got it. I have the feeling that you and he are very much alike in the sense of wanting to get the very best and wring out the very most you possibly can, you know, of what you have to make the Civic Center great.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, you've got a couple other...
I just want to mention Disney's Beauty and the Beast is coming in March as well. March is a big month for us, so Beauty and the Beast, they'll be there March 5th, so that's going to be a great kids show.
Very
family-friendly,
yeah.
Huge load-in. Like, they're going to have an incredible show because they're going to... I mean, they have... I think we have to have 50 load-in crew or something crazy like that. So they are bringing in a huge show on March 5th, so that's going to be fun for the kids.
If somebody has an idea for a show...
Yeah.
For, you know, say, hey, I'd like to come in and get a date.
Yep.
For this show. I want to bring in ZZ Top.
Yeah.
All right.
They sold out when they were here last
time. They sure did, and it took them one day.
Yep.
So I'd say I want to bring in ZZ Top.
Now
I come to you and I say, I want to bring in ZZ Top. What happens next?
Yeah, we just find a spot on the calendar that works usually for their routing. Big shows like that are usually on some kind of route. And then I just draw up a contract between, myself, the agency, the building, and the promoter, and then we just go about.
How much is
tickets.
It charged? Okay, I'm going to use your venue for one night.
Okay,
I've got of course we're going to need the beer sales and the and the food sales and the medicinal marijuana sales.
No,
okay, there. Oh, you don't have
no smoking. In
no,
our building.
Okay, that's right. No smoking. All right, so you have those now. Do you all take care of that, or is that coming?
We have a caterer. So that doesn't go to you. No, because the caterer pays me, actually.
Okay, so the caterer then comes in, and you have a new caterer, by the way.
I do.
And that is?
Sean Gaffner, Premier Catering.
Okay. And so he handles all the drinks and everything like this, so I don't get any cut out of that.
No, you don't. That's right.
All right, so then I pay you then for the venue.
Right, so if you're a nonprofit, the base rent is $1,425 for the day. If you're
$1,400?
Yep. $1,425. Plus you have to pay the tech fees on top of that or whatever.
Okay.
And then
we just say then, okay, I'm coming in for the night. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay,
ahead,
so it's $1,425 just up front.
Base.
And then tech fees are
$48 or $45 an hour.
For how many?
It depends on how much you need as far as your load in or sound check or how long you would actually need my guy on the stage or in the booth.
Okay. But if they bring their own sound guys,
they can rent. If they don't want to use our equipment, they can rent their own sound equipment. But my guy has to be there for insurance and all that.
Okay.
So, let's say 8 hours.
Okay. So it's another $400.
Yep. And then there's a cleaning, consumable, $200 fee for that.
Okay.
And those are the base.
What about security?
Security is only if we deem that your event needs security.
Okay.
So it depends on, like, the Home and Garden Show doesn't need security so much. The
Five Finger Death Punch,
lots of security.
Lots of security. Now, and so the one who brings it in will pay for that then.
Yep.
They can bring their own security, but then they'll also, if you say, you know what, that's not enough, we're bringing our own.
We agree on it ahead of time. It's not anything I would surprise them with, but I don't have security. I would have to go contract it out as well. Right. So I could do that for you, or you could do it yourself. But either way, they have to be certified.
So you're saying, you know, really out the door, $2,500 then, even with some security.
For nonprofits, yeah.
For nonprofits. Oh, okay, that's a nonprofit. How about for a profit?
For profit, everything's the same except the base rent, which is $2,500.
So you add another $1,000 onto that.
Mm-hmm.
So 25, so it comes out then to be like 35. 100 by the time you're out the door. So
somewhere in there. I mean,
35, 4,000. Okay, I just was asking that just to get an idea.
And we did not up the prices. The city, we used the same prices the city had.
Okay.
They changed their prices in July of 2010, and we've not raised the prices since then.
Well, that's good
when
to
we
know
took
that.
Over, we didn't take it.
Well, you know, I wanted to know that because I know people have got some great ideas out there about bringing people in.
Every contract's negotiable for me. So if somebody calls with a great idea, I'm like, okay, well, everybody needs something different for their event.
Yeah.
So I try and help them and, yeah.
I like that. You know, so he comes in and says, I'm going to need help here or that.
Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to be. Thanks a lot. Okay. Hey, Sherry Silk is our guest. We're going to take our last break here and come on back and talk about the very last things about, hit some of the highlights and other things that are happening through the rest of the year too. So it's going to give people an idea to start putting it down on your calendar because there's so many things going on here. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Dr. Maria Salas.
You're a small town girl. Living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, February 2nd at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Play in our weekly slot tournaments at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all at prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fees and details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bye. Linda, of course, is on sabbatical, but Dr. Maria Salas is here. And tomorrow, Trish Clark's going to join me on Thursday on her regular Thursday show, and we're going to have Rivage and Selmo. And we're going to hear the latest in the journey of RC and Selmo and Chicken up there. I spent $25 million here. Isn't that enough? No, we want more. We want your head. Anyway, hey, by the way, crab season is here. Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center is having their 26th annual crab feed. It's going to be, of course, on February 2nd. February 2nd. Doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets are available at the business office on 2280 Benton Drive or online at theshastawomensrefuge.org or calling 244-0118. And it is a, sponsored by a lot of people here. And we also help sponsor it in our own little way as we have others. But I tell you what, it's a great crab feed. It's 1,000 of your closest friends. They have silent auctions there. It's really a good time. They have crab. I think they have the, clam chowder by the Rotary Club from Anderson. So it's a good night and it's a way to raise money for a very good cause, the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Okay. Sherry Silk is our guest. And we're just kind of finishing up here in this last segment. And, okay, we talked about Laura Bush. We talked about,
Jerry Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. He hasn't been on TV for a while, but I tell you what, I got into this thing watching Seinfeld. I was having I needed a Seinfeld fix, and he would be on for like 5 days in a row.
Yeah.
Always at the same time. Sometimes two shows. It's like the Big Bang Theory right now, which is you can see it anytime, right. Anywhere.
It's a marathon.
Yeah, you can just walk down the street and people are watching it on their iPhones. But Seinfeld is a funny man.
Yes, he is. He's tickets are going fast. It's going really well.
Great.
Yeah.
Whose idea was that?
Seinfeld, his people contacted us directly.
Because really?
They'd been here before.
And they liked it.
And they liked it, so they came back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a whole stage show about nothing.
Right.
Well, what's the show about? Nothing. We talk. Nothing?
It's about laughing.
But
good for you, huh?
When they were pitching it, you know, on the show, it's like, you know, they're saying, so what's your show going to be about? Nothing. We're just going to talk. Yeah. You made a show about nothing? But he's absolutely hilarious. As we go later on to the year, what can we be looking for?
Well, the typical stuff that you're used to, really fun things in Reading, like the Cool April Nights and the Home and Garden shows.
Gun show? Is there a gun show?
Gun show's coming up. Yeah.
Yes. Now you can have more than one gun show there, right?
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
Yeah.
Are they pretty well done?
I mean,
it seems like a lot of people go through there.
They do. Yep. They have like an auction and they have security. You asked me about security.
Oh, yeah.
The gun show.
Oh,
they
have
their own security.
They have a lot of security out there. You know, this is Redding, California. It's the North State. You know, a lot of people aren't afraid of of a gun.
Yeah.
Of a weapon.
Did you say you had a Memorial Day event?
Yeah.
The
Veterans Memorial Grove is right there in front on the lawn at the Civic Auditorium. And so they have a service, on Wednesday.
Right.
Of, Memorial Day. Week there. Yeah, so they have a ceremony honoring the veterans and then they have a luncheon. And I went last year. It was just an incredible event. They honor all the different armed forces. Yeah, it was just.
Well, we'd like to, and we want to get involved in that too this year because I think this is a time that, you know, I think the children, it's time for, you know, come over and take a look at some of the things that you've got planned. And I think it's going to be a great, great event.
Yeah, so. We love to support them and we're all about community. So.
Well, that's true. Okay, well, Sherry Silk from the Civic Center, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, it's good to catch up on these things and the things you have planned, and it's been a while. And I saw you, I think, soon after the five-finger death punch.
Yeah.
I mean, you were like, your eyes were big. Still, you go, oh, yeah, this is a great one to start with.
Yeah.
And Dr. Maria Salas, thank you. Saturdays, the first and third Saturdays of each month. On
the Positively Healthy Show,
which
Thanks
we've been talking about.
Thanks for having me today.
Well,
it was fun.
It was a lot. You know, love having you here. Tomorrow again, Trish Clark, RC and Selmo, will be talking, about what's happening there. Well, we've got a couple other things, but we'll pull out of our sleeve tomorrow too. Anyway, everybody have a great day and just remember that it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
I believe in transparency. I believe in taking responsibility. And I have done so.
But some lawmakers aren't satisfied with the answers from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at a hearing on the deadly consulate attack in Libya. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the Senate.
Many questions focused on the administration initially casting blame on that attack on a protest.
Did you select Ambassador Rice to deliver the message to the American people?
No, I did not, Senator.
Secretary Clinton telling Idaho Republican Jim Risch she played no role in the talking points process, adding she was occupied with responding to the attack. Clinton also argues she did not review or deny calls for extra security at the Benghazi complex. Lisa.
Jared, thanks. A vote to delay the debate over raising the debt limits expected in the U.S. House later today. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
The House Republican bill extends the nation's borrowing authority.